What I want to do now, just for a few minutes, as you're calling us today, is I think it's really worthwhile. I keep on saying there's so much noise around this story because obviously there's so much drama. There's so many different angles to it. I think it'll be really good actually to sit back now for a couple of minutes and remind ourselves how the collapse of the Assembly has essentially happened in a matter of weeks and how the renewable heating scheme incentive played a key part in that. Here's how it all unfolded.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
I'm tired of Stormont being a watchword for arguing and bickering, and that's not why our people elected us. They did so to provide a better future for us all.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
The financial costs incurred by this scheme are huge, and the number of mistakes that have been made by both the department and the Ofgem, I think are simply astonishing.
I'm digging into a lot of information, and just you wait till we bring that information within the next 48 hours.
You see, whenever people dig in for information,
correct,
just always remember, Stephen, that's a two-way process.
That's fine.
Would you agree that in terms of public money, this is the biggest financial scandal in living memory?
I've undertaken before God that I will tell you the truth. And yes, hundreds of millions of pounds has been committed, and significant amounts of money has been spent.
And you're saying you believe this scandal was avoidable?
Yes.
Are you prepared to consider stepping aside while there is an investigation into how hundreds of millions of pounds of our money has been committed to be spent?
Well, of course, it won't be spent because we have a plan coming forward to deal with that matter, and that plan will come forward in January. So no, I'm not stepping aside.
I believe in yesterday.
Have you had any sleepless nights over this?
No, I haven't, because I'm putting together a plan to deal with this issue.
I have discharged my responsibilities under standing orders to recall the Assembly.
I know it's pantomime season, but really, what has happened here today is beyond farce.
I call the First Minister.
She is speaking in a personal capacity and not in her role as First Minister.
I have nothing to hide in this matter. So why would other members therefore bring an exclusion motion to exclude me?
What we have unfolding here this morning is much bigger than a scandal around the renewable heating incentive scheme, but it is potentially a threat to the very nature of the power-sharing devolved institutions.
Because I love you too much, baby.
I'm here because the electorate put me into this position. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I'm going to roll over to Sinn Féin.
If the First Minister does not take the action that society desires and deserves, Sinn Féin will bring this ongoing and totally unacceptable state of affairs to an end.
If Sinn Féin want to have an election, then we say bring it on.
If Sinn Féin are playing a game of chicken and they think that we're going to blink in relation to me stepping aside, they're wrong.
The decision to cut funding for the LEFA programme is an ignorant decision taken by an ignoramus.
Now, in a remarkable twist this morning, the Community Minister, Paul Given, has tweeted that he has now found the money.
This has to be one of the most spectacular and humiliating rollovers that the DUP has ever performed.
Alex Maskey, there have been suggestions in the media today that Martin McGuinness is going to stand aside. Is there any truth in that?
Well, Martin McGuinness will decide what he's going to do and may not be subject to the type of nonsense that's been presented by some people through the media or even by some people in the media.
Today I have told Arlene Foster that I have tendered my resignation, effective from 5 o'clock.
The position is very clear. If Sinn Féin does not nominate a replacement to the role of Deputy First Minister, then I am obliged to call an election of the Assembly within a reasonable period.
Rather than seek to resolve this issue, Sinn Féin would rather take the people of Northern Ireland through the uncertainty of yet another election less than 12 months after the last one.
We will decide who the leader of our party is, not someone else sitting in this chamber. I very readily and with some degree of pleasure nominate Arlene Foster to be the First Minister. Yeah.
Today Sinn Féin will not re-nominate for the position of Deputy First Minister. These institutions must operate to the highest standard with no place for arrogance or malpractice. It's now over to the people to have their say.
This is some of how it has unfolded over just a few weeks, actually, if you think about it. 03030 8055 55.